President Trump spoke about the spirit of cooperation and goodwill during a peace summit in Egypt, as it appears that there will be a settlement between Israel and Hamas, and the hostages have been released after 738 days in captivity. The 20 remaining living hostages in Gaza have all returned home and reunited with their families. Rabbi Mindy Wolshansky is with the Chabad of Raleigh, and he joins us now. Rabbi, how are you?
Doing well, thank God.
Well, what was your initial reaction to the peace settlement?
So we are deeply, deeply grateful and incredibly relieved that the living hostages have all returned home from their terrible captivity in the tunnels in Gaza. And in the crazy 2 years of suffering, and we're just extremely ecstatic that their families have them back home with them. Their families have shown incredible strength through all the pain and uncertainty. So there's a lot of excitement on that end. At the same time, we're cautiously hopeful that, when past peace deals have unfortunately shown that it doesn't always keep. So we're just keeping our prayers that we can be a lasting peace that will stay forever.
Overall, what have your parishioners at the Chabad felt about this settlement after we just had the anniversary of the tensions and the war escalating just last week, as a matter of fact? So what have you heard from your parishioners regarding this settlement? What are they feeling?
Everyone is very relieved. We've been, it's a daily prayer that we've been saying every single day with the hostages in mind. That we pray for the safety of our brothers and sisters in Israel. Our own family is there. The uncertainty of war is never good. It's never something that people are, happy with. We always pray for peace. So there's a big sigh of relief that this is finally over. And I would say more than that, people are really happy and excited to finally, be able to breathe openly. I mean, we're coming up to Simchat Torah. It's the day that they chose, one of the happiest days on our calendar is the day they chose to turn it to a dark day, and we will be able to dance fully, full-heartedly back with our loved ones. And we just continue to pray that the bodies of those deceased and murdered hostages are returned and we see everything back to normal. But the overall feeling is that of happiness that we are back to a good place.
Overall, there are elements of the deal that are still up in the air. There are questions about how they will be implemented. You yourself mentioned that there are some reservations that you've seen as well. But how concerned are you over that and whether this will be a full and lasting peace?
So it's unfortunate. I mean, in the past, we've seen this. His record has shown, I mean, Yahya Sinwar, the terrorist, may his name be erased, was one of the really thought prisoners from the exchange with a previous hostage exchange deal. And he came up with a terrible plan that unfortunately reaped repercussions until today. And the people who are being released are, in fact, murderers and terrible terrorists that we just pray that God protect us, and that governments here and the government in Israel, they have an idea and a handle on who it is and where they're going and what they are doing, and they keep to their end of the deal of disarming. But peace is, I think, going to be through strength, the only way we can do it.
Do you know anyone who has been in Gaza during this period of time and during the escalations, and what have they told you?
So we've had a number of our community members who are Israeli citizens, and they are living here on a temporary visa or whatever it was. And then when the news came 2 years ago, they quickly got back on a plane. They were back in the army. They were in reserves. Everyone just made the call to go back and be there. So we've had a number of our community members who served in Gaza. The sights that they've seen and the amount of, literally RPGs or bombs or other things that they had to defuse and avoid was just It was war. It was straight up war. And they are also relieved that they're back, their families, and things are a little calmer now.
You just celebrated Rosh Hashanah 2 weeks ago, so I suppose this is the fitting and perhaps best way possible to celebrate the start of another Jewish New Year, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. And as I mentioned, tonight we actually begin a new holiday. It's the end of the holiday of Sukkot. It starts the holiday of Simchat Torah, which is the Hebrew anniversary of when this attack happened. So we have a memorial service planned, as we always do, to remember the lost souls of those who departed and were murdered on that day. But we are also able to dance and sing with the returned hostages and all the people that are now full heart together with their families. It's going to be an amazing celebration.
Well, hopefully it will be a long and lasting peace. Finally, it certainly cannot come a moment too soon. Rabbi Mindy Wilshansky from the Chabad of Raleigh. Rabbi, thank you so much. It's a wonderful time, certainly, for many people in your congregation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. And happy to go to everyone out there. All the best.
Yeah, you too.